You know, it's been said that, you know, growth is hard to see, especially, you know, if you're wanting to see growth right away. It takes time. You know, a couple of years, 5 years, you can start to see some growth. 10 years, 20 years, certainly if you've been striving to grow in the Messiah and to do those things which are pleasing to the Father, then, you know, we will see growth. If you would turn to Luke 10 and verse 30 starting there. What does it mean to be spiritually mature? Can we grow and love one another and others as well? Yahshua was asked by a scribe, "Who is my neighbor?" Here is the response. Yahshua replied and said in Luke 10, verse 30, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." Verse 32, "Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to that place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, who was on a journey, came to him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he took him on his own beasts and brought him at the inn and took care of him. On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?" The scribe said, he said to him, "The one who showed mercy towards him." Then Yahshua said to him, that is the scribe, "Go and do the same." So can the fullness of the Messiah be seen among us? Are we walking on higher ground? Can we have the attitude that Paul had? Philippians 3 in verse 13 through 14. "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of Yahweh and Messiah Yahshua." If you would turn to James 1, James 1, verses 2 through 4. "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Have we learned how to be happy in every situation? It's hard sometimes, isn't it? It helps us if we keep in mind why we're going through the difficulties that we go through. It says the testing of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its perfect result. What is the perfect result of endurance? What does endurance do for us? Doesn't it allow us to overcome? What are the blessings of overcoming and doing those things which are right in Yahweh's sight? Yahshua promised those in the various assemblies of Revelation 2 and 3, and therefore for us today, "To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of Yahweh." He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. "To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and a new name written on the stone which no one knows but he who receives it." He who overcomes. Keep in mind, this is Yahshua speaking, and his promises are for us today. And they are good. He cannot lie, just like his Father cannot lie. "He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds." Notice, is it just overcoming? I mean, what does that entail? It says, "And who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as vessels of the potter are broken to pieces. And I also have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star." "He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Are we gathering all this in? These are the promises to the saints, those that overcome. And though he's speaking to the different assemblies, he's speaking to each one individually in those assemblies. He's telling them, overcome, and this is what will be granted. He overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my Elohim, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my Elohim and the name of the city of my Elohim, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim, and my new name. He who overcomes, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also have overcome, or have overcame, and sat down with my Father on his throne. These are promises that we can rely on, and I think it gives us encouragement to overcome, to keep doing those things which are right in Yahweh's sight, to practice right from wrong, to be able to discern right from wrong. Is it worth going through difficulties to get the needed endurance built up within ourselves so we can overcome? Is it worth growing and becoming spiritually mature? Does spiritual maturity have something to do with faith? If we have living faith, are we obtaining spiritual maturity? If you would turn to James 2, verse 14. What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but has no works? Can that faith save him? Verse 15, if a brother or sister is without clothing in need of daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace, be warm, be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone might well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith with or by my works. In thinking about spiritual maturity, can we have spiritual maturity by just feeling spiritual or even experiencing the presence of Yahweh within our own lives? While I would like to think we're all spiritually mature, I know at times I personally haven't been. For example, there is a sister that in the faith, and we were having services here on a regular basis. We still have services on a regular basis. But we were having Bible studies as well. The sister showed up, and I didn't know it at the time, but she was very angry with me about something that had occurred, which really was out of my control. But Yahweh alerted me to her presence and the feelings that she was having. And I didn't recognize what was going on at the time. I just knew Yahweh's spirit was building up within me, alerting me to this fact. When we went to the Bible study, I realized the only difference was her, and that must have been the reason for the spiritual turning within myself. And, you know, in hindsight, I should have, in fact, I felt like saying something openly, but I had thoughts of, well, everyone's going to think I'm crazy if I say this. But the reality was I should have followed the exhortation of Matthew 18, verse 15, and went to her directly to find out what was going on, because I didn't know. I found out later that she was upset with me about something, and it was something I had really no control over. So, I mean, that was the last time that she attended services with us. She's now with another assembly. So I regret not having spoken to her. But I realize that as Yahweh's Spirit works with us, we're not always going to know why this, you know, the Spirit is moving within us in a certain way. I mean, you know, he's given us a mind to think. He's given us reason to be able to reason. But, you know, it's a growing process. And that's why I said last time, it's sometimes unnerving when you experience Yahweh's presence, because, you know, it's someone there that's with you. And it's different. It's different than what the world experiences. Galatians Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13. That was a few years ago. I feel maybe more spiritually mature now. I think in the same situation, given the opportunity, I would do it differently and hopefully more correctly. But, you know, we're growing. And I don't think any of us here can say, well, yeah, I've obtained spiritual maturity, or I've gained the goal that I've been after. Well, there are different levels of, I guess, gains that we could look at. But ultimately, we want to be in the coming kingdom. We want to pursue Yahweh's righteousness and seek that kingdom and to be in it. And it's going to be quite the sight to see a spiritual people, Yahshua himself being spiritual in that kingdom. But of course, it'll be physical people as well. Galatians 5 and verse 13. Through love, serve one another. But the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. So when we walk by the Spirit, it needs to be with good and proper actions. Actions of concern and love for one another. Because if one hurts, we all hurt. The Spirit connects us. In the previous message, we ended up with some things that Peter strongly suggests we do in obtaining a more perfect walk with the Master. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Yahweh and of our Master Yahshua, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and righteousness through the true knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them we may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Peter experienced the divine nature. Paul experienced the divine nature. We can experience the divine nature. But we have to be growing and reaching for higher ground. And it doesn't happen all at once. Seeking spiritual maturity in our lives and in one another, we need to grow in the divine nature, which is Yahweh's Spirit in Yahshua the Messiah. Peter says, living in the divine nature, we need to be applying diligence in faith. We need to, on top of these things, supply moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, being Yahweh-like, having brotherly kindness, and having love. When we think about the fruit of the Spirit, what is the fruit of the Spirit? It is love. And of course, there's other things associated with love. If you're fully in love, you're going to have these other attributes as well. But it's a process. We're still to grow. We need to overcome. 2 Peter 1, verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. Do we never stumble? Are we spiritually perfect? None of us can say that. But we're striving for that. We're striving for spiritual perfection. And with Yahweh's help, through his Spirit, with his Word, we're heading that way. We want to walk without stumbling, don't we? And we have to grow and move forward in Yahweh's Spirit, doing these things that are right and true according to his Word. Matthew 16, verse 25 through 26. You know, we've given up quite a bit to be here. At least, I suppose we thought it was quite a bit at the time. Looking back, we think some of these things were pretty worthless and foolish. Keeping Sabbath is important. doing these things that Yahweh tells us to do and to remember is important. Matthew 16:25, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. It's not a parable, just a simple statement of fact. But whosoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What was it that John the Baptist said that we can apply, or what did John the Baptist say that can apply to us today? What was it he said? John 3:30 says, speaking of the Messiah, John the Baptist speaking, he must increase, but I must decrease. And allowing Yahweh's Spirit to work with us, and allowing that prompting of his Spirit to move us in the direction according to his word, we need to submit our wills to him and submit. And just as Scripture says, loving Yahweh with all of our heart, mind, strength, and being. In Messiah, what did Messiah do? John the Baptist says in John 3:36, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of Yahweh abides on him. Now we could pull up a number of scriptures, Hebrews 10:26 and others, which are very plain. Not really a mystery, but telling as a matter of fact. Don't go back. Don't continue to sin. Once Messiah is in your life, hold on and move forward. You know, the message of John the Baptist, of course, was to repent. Repent from what? Repent from your old ways, from sinning. Stop doing those things which are not good and right in Yahweh's sight. Do those things which are good and true. And turn around to Yahweh and start following and doing what he says. The divine nature, which is Yahweh's Spirit in Yahshua the Messiah, is deep, is within us deep to help us to walk as the Messiah walked. If we are obedient to the promptings of the Spirit and in Yahweh's word, we will be obedient to the Son. But if we don't, then we won't. Matthew 25, verse 24. Or chapter 25, verse 24. And the one also who had received the one talent came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid, and I went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you wicked, lazy slave. And you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Is there really money he's talking about? The message is clear that we are all granted something. And that something is to be utilized and not just buried so that it does nothing. When we speak of spiritual gifts given during baptism and the laying on of hands by the eldership, we mean that there are spiritual gifts given, and they are to be utilized for the building up of the assembly, for reaching out, for helping others to obtain eternal life. And what is the alternative? Matthew 25, verse 45. Yahshua speaking, and he will answer them, truly I say to you, to the extent you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. What is the context of this passage? Does it have anything to do with spiritual maturity? It has everything to do with spiritual maturity. Yahshua said, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger, I was naked. I was sick. I was in prison. Was it really him? Well, he is the body. If we're in the body, we're in him. And His Spirit's working with us. He's working with others as well. Even though we're at distance, at some distance at times, the Spirit is still in both. But what if we reject a brother in prison? What if we deal harshly with a brother locally? What's going to happen? How will the Savior, the Son of Yahweh, deal with us on the day He returns? What will He tell us? Those that are righteous will do right and true things for the brethren. They who are walking in the Spirit will do these things. These things will be done by the spiritually mature and those growing and seeking to obtain spiritual maturity. It is these who will enter the coming kingdom of Yahweh. It is when we look out for the brethren, wherever they are and whomever they are, even those who we may consider the least, that we are actually serving the Master when we serve them. Revelation 2 and verse 20, well, Revelation 21, chapter 21, and verse 8. But for the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let's strive to walk on higher ground by humbling ourselves, by taking the servant's towel to wash our brother or our sister's feet. This is what it means to be spiritually mature. Our Master was spiritually mature, and He is our living example and guide. Let us walk in Him unto perfection and eternal life. May Yahweh bless you.